Two Americans killed in a plane crash in Nepal are identified. Japan's Air Force could get the Super Hornet. And New York City police are equipped to take down a plane. This is Arrow News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this Arrowcast. Here's what's up in aviation for Tuesday, September 27th, 2011. Officials have confirmed that two Americans were among 19 people who died in Sunday's crash of a Beech 1900D turboprop during a sightseeing flight just south of Kathmandu in Nepal. The two, both women from Utah, were identified as 49-year-old Leuzi Cardoso and 40-year-old Heather Finch. The plane was operated by Buddha Air and was carrying 13 foreign tourists, three Nepalese, and three crew members on a flight to look at mountains including Mount Everest. Eight of the highest peaks in the world are located in Nepal, which depends on the related tourism for 4% of its economy. According to MSNBC, those who cannot hike the rugged hilly trails to the mountains use such mountain flights to see the Himalayas. MSNBC notes there was another accident in Nepal in December last year when a twin otter hit the Himalayan foothills of remote East Nepal, killing all 22 people on board. Weather around the time of the latest incident Sunday morning included rain and fog. On Sunday, on her Facebook page, Finch posted, quote, "Sitting at the airport, waiting to see if our flight will leave. Has to be perfectly clear to take off. May have to try again in the morning," unquote. Boeing and the U.S. Navy have delivered a proposal to the government of Japan offering the advanced FA-18E Super Hornet Block 2 to become the Japan Air Self-Defense Force's next premier fighter aircraft. Boeing Japan President Mike Denton commented, quote, "The Super Hornet can provide the government of Japan with guaranteed pricing and a guaranteed delivery timeline while equipping the JASDF with superior multi-role capability for the defense of Japan," unquote. Boeing Military Aircraft President Chris Chadwick added, quote, "While the competitor aircraft specialize in either air-to-air or air-to-ground operations, the Super Hornet is a true multi-role fighter with proven operational capability to seamlessly conduct air dominance or precision strike missions across the combined air, ground, maritime, and electronic battle space," unquote. Boeing has delivered more than 460 Super Hornets to the U.S. Navy and the Royal Australian Air Force and says every Super Hornet produced has been delivered ahead of schedule and on budget. A passenger boarding a Delta Airlines flight in Salt Lake City last Sunday faces federal charges after he allegedly brought a knife on the plane and made threats against another passenger and law enforcement officials. The Deseret News reports the incident began when 60-year-old David Allen Anderson tried to move another passenger's arm off the armrest between seats in an effort to claim it, then put his foot on the other person's leg. The other passenger reportedly told Anderson, "You're going to have to move over." And about 5 minutes later, Anderson allegedly told that passenger, "If I have a knife, I would slit your throat." A consensual search of Anderson's bag found a pocket knife with a 3.5-inch blade. He's charged with possession of a dangerous weapon on an aircraft and retaliation against a federal law enforcement officer by threat of murder. In Sunday night's episode of the CBS News magazine 60 Minutes, New York City Police Commissioner Ray Kelly said the city's own counterterrorism force even has the ability to take down a plane if necessary. He declined to elaborate. Talking with CBS correspondent Scott Pelley, Kelly added, quote, "Obviously, this would be in a very extreme situation," unquote. Kelly explained the risks in his city. Quote, "We're the number one target in this country. That's the consensus of the intelligence community. We're the communications capital. We're the financial capital. We're a city that's been attacked twice successfully. We've had 13 terrorist plots against the city since September 11th. No other city has had that," unquote. Kelly revealed that his department is equipped with radiation detectors deployed in a boat, helicopters, land vehicles, and even on the gun belts of individual officers to be used detecting so-called dirty bombs. The device on the boat is so sensitive it can be set off by a passerby who's had certain medical procedures. Up next on ANN, Wichita smiles as Cessna launches the Citation M2. AOPA is spending more on lobbying this year. And even the injured don't want to see the races end at Reno. You're listening to Arrow News.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Tuesday, September 27th. I'm Paul Plack. Cessna has officially launched the Citation M2, a new light business jet that fills the gap between the Citation Mustang and the Citation CJ family. The Citation M2 features Garmin 3000 avionics, engines similar to those found in the CJ series, and an all-new cabin design. The aircraft is an aluminum airframe with a T-tail and a straight wing. A cabin mock-up will be on display at Cessna's exhibit in the Las Vegas Convention Center during NBAA next month. The Citation M2 will have room for two crew members and up to six passengers, and has a projected price of $4.2 million. Maximum cruise is 400 knots true, and range is 1,300 nautical miles. The aircraft can operate at airports with runways as short as 3,250 feet and will climb to 41,000 feet in 24 minutes using a pair of FADEC-controlled Williams International FJ44 1AP21 turbofans. The first flight of the new Citation M2 is expected in the first half of next year, with FAA certification expected in the first half of 2013 and deliveries to follow shortly afterward. It's always interesting to read what special interest groups are spending on lobbying. Turnabout is fair play, and the Associated Press reports the special interest lobby known as the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association spent $730,000 advocating for GA causes in the second quarter of this year, up from $700,000 in the same quarter last year. AP reports that AOPA's disclosure shows the organization lobbied Congress on funding for airport infrastructure, the FAA budget, better access for private aircraft to Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport, penalties for aiming laser pointers at aircraft, and next-gen ATC. The report was filed by AOPA in July and also shows it lobbied TSA, DHS, FAA, the EPA, DOT, and the FCC. With the future of the national championship air races at Reno already being debated, at least one of those still hospitalized after the crash of the Galloping Ghost on September 16th says the tragedy should not bring an end to the event. A total of 72 spectators were hospitalized at two Reno area hospitals. On Monday, 10 were still being treated, one still listed in critical condition. But 22-year-old Janelle Hilo, who's undergoing skin grafts and other treatments for shrapnel wounds to her legs, called Jimmy Leeward's crash just a freak accident. She tells the Reno Gazette-Journal the races should continue. Her boyfriend, 22-year-old Eric Bainey, was with her at the races when the crash happened. He says he's flown with his father since age 10 and earned his own pilot certificate 2 years ago. He agrees that the races should go on and dismisses allegations from some attorneys that spectators are not aware of the risks. Bainey tells the paper, quote, "We all know the risks. Most of us are pilots, especially in the box seats," unquote. And finally today, here's more evidence that crooks are exploiting cheap RC helicopter technology at least as quickly as law enforcement officials. In Thailand, officials report a toy helicopter was being used to smuggle 7 mobile phones, 4 satellite mobile phones, a number of SIM cards, 8 mobile phone batteries, and other phone parts to inmates in Cahoban Central Prison. The contraband was reportedly stored in a shockproof box carried underneath the toy. Provincial police discovered the helicopter had crashed about 500 meters from the prison and recovered the contents of the box, but they never did find the operator. That's the latest from Aero News. If you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.